Here, seated cross-legged with his swords, is a samurai warrior. Notice his delighted grin and raised eyebrows. Quite a lively depiction. Most Japanese portraits were made after the death of the subject, for use at a memorial service. Such works were usually highly formalized. This portrait is so lively, however, that it could have been made while this samurai was still alive. It's likely that the way he's tugging at or playing with his beard was a characteristic gesture. In a memorial portrait, above the sitter's head, there was invariably a eulogy colophon. In the case of a samurai, the eulogy would be from his mentor, a Buddhist monk. The eulogy would identify the deceased, give the date of his death, and the name of the temple where he was interred. But here, the eulogy has been cut off, and so the identity of this samurai remains a mystery. This was likely done to remove the name of the monk's temple, to avoid being exposed as having sold one of its portraits. By the clothing he wears, we can, however, pinpoint the date of the painting, to around 1595. By 1598, this kind of jacket, with stiffened shoulders and worn crisscrossed at the waist, had changed. After 1599, a samurai's jacket collar was flat on the shoulders and went straight down without crossing over.